This is Althea. I'm in 11th grade at Bethel Park High School.
I'm Janyla, and I'm 12 years old, and I live in Pittsburgh.
This is Anna. I'm 17 years old, and I live in Murraysville.
This is Julian. I'm in 8th grade at SciTech in Oakland, and this is the Kittsburgh Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to the Kittsburgh Podcast. We have got a great episode lined up for you. I'm Christine Sorensen, anchor at KDKA-TV and a proud Kittsburgh partner. And I'm here with my amazing Kittsburgh colleagues who are parents just like you.
Hey, everyone. I am Melissa Rayworth. I'm the editor of Kittsburgh.org. And I am excited for today's episode. We're getting a firsthand look at what it's really like to be a firefighter, straight from one of the best in Pittsburgh.
And I'm Yu Ling Chang, director of Kittsburgh. Later in the episode, we'll hear from local teens about what it means to be trustworthy. But first, we're kicking things off with our hidden gem, something great for families in the Pittsburgh region that you might not know about, but definitely should. Melissa, tell us about Bricksburg.
Okay, this is so much fun. Daniel and Jessica Jenkins are a married couple who have launched a mobile service that brings Lego-focused STEM parties right to people's homes or schools or other organizations. This is a family-run business, and it mixes hands-on STEM learning with the major fun of building with Legos. I mean, I think adults and kids, we all realize just how much fun it is to just sit down for like an hour or two and just play with Legos. Jessica has been a math teacher for more than 15 years, so she has the STEM learning background, and she and Daniel explained that they started Bricksburg because they absolutely love building with Legos, and they also wanted to create fun experiences for kids and families that offer a little bit of stealth learning in the process. So right now, they are all about private parties. They will come to homes or schools or community spaces around the Pittsburgh region. Down the road, their goal is to eventually have a brick-and-mortar space where people can just come and get into Legos and have a good time with that. And although they focus mainly these days on children's celebrations like kids' birthday parties, they will totally create Lego building parties for grown-ups. I can sort of picture like a Friday night with a bunch of my friends just like relaxing and being zen, making things with Legos. When I interviewed Daniel, we spoke about how these parties help make creative play and STEM learning accessible to all kids who attend a party or attend an event at a school, whether their families have the resources to invest in a collection of Legos or not.
I love this idea. I mean, I love playing Legos. I love doing it with my kids. The idea of a party sounds great. And I find Legos super satisfying because once you figure it out and you build it, you have it as a display in your house or office or wherever. And you're like, I did that.
Yeah. And I think everyone's looking for something hands-on, get off the tech. This is a great opportunity for that.
If you do a Lego birthday party, the kids, they're figuring out problem solving and all sorts of skills that they're building, but it doesn't feel like that. It feels like I'm just having fun playing with Legos. So you can learn more about Bricksburg by checking out our article at kittsburgh.org or visiting their website, which is visitbricksburg.com. I will point out there is a Bricksburg exhibit at the Cayman Science Center, and this is unrelated to that. We will also put their website in the show notes.
Pittsburgh is Kittsburgh. You're listening to the Kittsburgh Podcast.
On the Kittsburgh Podcast, we love talking to people with different jobs. We've interviewed an astronaut, a rocket scientist, a chef, athletes, and more. We're excited today to talk with a firefighter. With 30 years of experience, please join us in welcoming the fire lieutenant at Pittsburgh International Airport, Dave Hershey.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
We're so excited to have you here. When we go out and do community events, many kids ask us, like, what is it like to be a firefighter? So our first question for you is, what inspired you to be a firefighter?
Well, I got into firefighting when I was 16 years old, and that was a good time for me because I was in the Boy Scouts at the time. And an interesting thing about the Boy Scouts and firefighting as a parallel is that they have a lot of the same core values. And if you look at the Boy Scout oath and the Boy Scout law and the Boy Scout motto, be prepared is the motto. Do you think that firefighters are always prepared? We are, just like Boy Scouts are. So it was a really easy transition for me. And I just enjoyed the excitement of being able to go out and help somebody that needed help. And I also got the opportunity to experience all the kinds of things that end up on the 6 o'clock news firsthand. I was there. I saw it. I helped out.
Wow. That's really being a part of your community. as Yuling said, we know that a lot of kids think about the fact that this is a career they'd want, but they may not know exactly what goes into starting a career like this. So could you give us a brief sense of what kind of training that you need to have to be a firefighter?
Sure. Most fire departments have a minimum requirement. You have to at least have a driver's license, a regular driver's license. And if you're going to be a full-fledged firefighter, you need to have at least a high school diploma. Once you join the fire department, if you're a volunteer firefighter, you would submit an application and they would decide whether or not you're a good candidate. Or if you're joining a paid fire department, you would go through the interview and testing process. Then you would receive whatever training is necessary. So there's a very basic training that you go through, and you learn how to do things like put out fires and put ladders on a house and cut holes with a chainsaw and that kind of traditional firefighting things. But then there's also a whole catalog of other classes that you can take in different specialties. There are lots of rescue classes where you can learn how to rescue somebody from a vehicle crash, or you can learn how to tie knots and use rope to rappel off of a building or down a side of a cliff to rescue somebody. There's classes on chemistry where you can learn how to deal with emergencies when chemicals are spilled or accidentally mixed together. We call that hazardous materials.
It's just incredible listening to you talk about all these different things that you do as a firefighter, because I can imagine each scenario requires extensive training. I can't believe you can rappel down a cliff.
And you never know on a given day which scenario is going to pop up. It is interesting that we all use the term firefighter, but there are so many situations where, you know, you're driving along in your car and you see a fire truck go by and you're thinking to yourself, they might be going to a fire, but they may also, as you said, there may have been a car crash. There may be someone in some crisis, and you never know when you wake up in the morning what that could look like.
If you need help and you need somebody to make you feel safe and somebody to help you out, you know, call a police officer. If you are hurt or sick, you would call for an ambulance. If you need anything else, you call a firefighter.
Dave, you've mentioned about volunteer firefighters, and I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about what is it like to be a volunteer firefighter?
Volunteer firefighters are special people. They really care about their community. They have a huge heart and a helping hand in helping out their neighbors whenever they need anything in an emergency. Volunteer firefighters are people that have other jobs. They are people who have families and other obligations, and they commit to their community, their time. Whenever there's an emergency, they drop everything, no matter what they're doing. If they're at work, if they're sitting down at the dinner table, if they're trying to sleep at night, and they get up and they go and get on the fire truck and go and help out in the emergency. A lot of people don't realize this, but here in Western Pennsylvania and Allegheny County and surrounding counties, the majority of the fire departments that serve the community are volunteer. They don't have a full-time paid staff sitting there waiting for an emergency to happen. And these people are not paid, and the departments usually only receive a small amount of money from the local government, and they receive a majority of their money from fundraising and from state and national grants.
It's just incredible what you do and what volunteer firefighters do. I mean, truly people who deeply care about their community. So you work at the Pittsburgh Airport Authority. Give us like a brief overview. Like, what is a day like for you?
Well, my day actually starts, my preparation starts the day before. I get my uniform out and get it ready to go. I make sure I get a good night's sleep. And when I wake up in the morning, I eat breakfast, I brush my teeth, pack my lunch, and go to work. I need to be ready to go as soon as I walk through that front door of the fire station. As soon as I arrive at work, I take my lunch and put it away in the refrigerator and get ready to start our day. We'll have a sit-down meeting where we'll talk with all of the firefighters that are there. We'll discuss the type of work that we need to do that day. There's a whole bunch of little things that happen once in a while, and those are the types of things that we fill up our day with when we're not going to an emergency. After our meeting, we'll go out and I will look at my fire engine and we will check out all the equipment on there to make sure that it's in good condition, that it works, and that we know how to use it and where it's being stored and ready for anything, really. The morning is usually taken up with safety type inspections. We go around the airport and make sure that all of the work that's being done at the airport is being done safely. We don't want any fires to break out. We don't want anybody to get hurt. So we'll do a lot of that type of stuff in the morning. And then we will sit down together and have lunch. The firefighters and the firehouse is like a big family. We call each other brothers and sisters. And we do sometimes annoy each other and fight.
But like families do.
For the most part, we get along. And the one thing that we do that really brings us together as a family is we sit down and eat meals together, lunch and dinner. And we'll eat together and we'll have fun and we'll laugh and have a good time.
Given that you're dealing with some stressful things, probably those positive moments and that connection makes a difference. And I love, you know, like what you said about being prepared. I think for kids in school, for grown-ups, for everybody, this idea that part of the way you do your day is getting your good night's sleep the night before, having your breakfast in the morning before you go to start your day. Like that kind of preparation makes such a difference. I think in so many schools, kids are learning about these bigger skills. You know, they may not know exactly what career they're going to do or physically how they might spend their days, but many districts are really focusing on the fact that communication, creativity, problem solving, teamwork, these things are so important. I'm guessing these are probably skills that you guys draw on a lot. Are there particular skills like that that are most important if you're a firefighter?
First of all, you have to be a good problem solver as a firefighter. There is not any type of book or instruction manual that tells you how to deal with and solve every single emergency. So as a firefighter, you have to be able to learn a little bit about whatever is going on, either beforehand, which is preferred, or in the moment, learn what's going on, and then come up with a solution to that problem very quickly. We also need to use communication skills. So talking to people, being able to tell them what we want and being able to listen to what they're telling us. We use computers to type up reports, which is a record of what we do on an emergency so that we can have that to look back on and remember what happened. We also use two-way radios and cell phones to talk to each other during emergency and share information so that we can all know what's going on at the same time and be safe as we're doing it. I use math to calculate how much water to use to put out a fire. I also use science to figure out if a liquid spilled on the ground will float on water or sink under the water. And that helps me know what type of water to put it out, because sometimes we can mix things like foam in with the water, and we'll use that for things that would typically float. And the foam will actually float on top of the liquid, like, for example, gasoline. Gasoline would float on top of water. And if it's on fire and I put water on it, it's just going to continue to burn because it's floating on top. But if we put foam in there, that makes it lighter and it sits on top. So there's a little bit of science.
You need your own science show right now.
Seriously.
Now, what's the one trait that you think is most important to have as a firefighter?
You have to be trustworthy as a firefighter. When you promise to do something, you have to follow through with it and make sure it gets done without somebody telling you or reminding you to do it. When somebody's in trouble, they want to call one person to have them come and help. It's an emergency. There's some urgency. There's some time-sensitive thing that needs to get done. They call a firefighter. They want to know that that one phone call is going to get them the help that they need. And that kind of brings me to the second trait. We kind of touched on this, is problem solving. You have to be able to figure out what's going on and figure out a way to make it better.
This one I think is going to be important to a lot of families. As a firefighter, what kind of safety advice do you have for families? I mean, I think a lot of families try to make sure somewhere in their house they have a fire extinguisher, possibly. But other than that, I don't know if a lot of people sit down and kind of walk through their house and think, what could I adjust in advance of a problem so that hopefully there wouldn't be a problem? So what kind of thoughts would you have for families about that?
I've seen so many different things. The biggest thing is just to be aware of what's around you and what could happen. You don't need to go down a whole rabbit hole of well, if this happens and this happens and this happens, but just in a very simple way, look through your house, look through your yard, look through your apartment, and make sure that things that could hurt you or things that could start a fire are not there. I would like to say, though, that if I were to give some advice to families on what they could do to make themselves safer, the number one thing would be to always wear your seatbelt properly. That means sitting up in the seat, not slouched over, not laying down, not with your feet up, sitting with your feet on the floor, sitting upright with the shoulder belt across your shoulder. there have been so many lives saved and so many injuries prevented by properly sitting in a seat and wearing your seatbelt. The other thing is to always wear a helmet. When you're riding a bike, when you're riding a scooter, when you're on a hoverboard or skiing, helmets absolutely are the best thing that you can do to protect yourself from being injured when you're doing any kind of sport like that.
The one other piece of advice I got many, many years ago, I rented an apartment and the owner of the house the apartment was in was a firefighter. And when I first moved in, he said, I want you to make me one promise. You are never going to use your stovetop as countertop. You're not going to put it, whether it's a gas stove or an electric stove, you're not even for a moment, you're not going to pile some grocery bags or whatever on there because that's not a countertop. It's a stove. And I was in like my 20s, maybe early 30s, and nobody had ever mentioned that to me before. And it's such a simple thing. And so my kids know, I've always said, we do not use the top of the stove as a countertop.
That is excellent advice. I agree with that 100%.
So we are in love with a new airport at Pittsburgh. We keep hearing about it. We see all the photos. What can you tell us about that? It's your workplace.
It is changing so fast. The amount of work that they put into the new airport, it looks absolutely amazing. When you arrive there, you're going to see this beautiful new building just kind of emerging out of the hills of Pittsburgh. It's lots of glass, lots of light, lots of open space.
Wow.
And the best thing about the airport, and your audience will really appreciate this, is that it was made with Pittsburghers in mind, in that we are very family oriented and the airport is a social space where we either say goodbye to people when they're leaving for a trip or going away to college, or when we greet people when they're coming in to visit us. And they have a lot of space just for those types of things. And it's going to be really good for the Pittsburgh area.
Often we hear from kids about a particular teacher or maybe a couple of teachers who've inspired them. Was there, do you remember any sort of teacher or a grown up when you were growing up who inspired you?
Yeah, that would definitely be my scoutmaster when I was in the scouts. Like I said, that there's a lot of parallels that go between scouting and firefighting. And when I was in the Boy Scouts, it kind of instilled those qualities in me. I learned how to do things like repair a leaky water pipe, how to fix a broken flashlight. I learned the value of hard work and how to do hard work. And I learned that it's good to be in good physical shape as well. You have to eat good foods, you have to get good sleep, and you have to get good exercise to be at your best.
That person sounds amazing, and the Boy Scouts are incredible. So, Dave, you also seem to have a lot of different hobbies and do things outside of work. And I was curious if you could share with us what you like to do with your free time.
I love to learn. I am naturally curious. I see all kinds of things and I wonder what is going on there. And I just have to find out what's going on, how things work, what's inside, how it makes them tick. But I also like making things. I get a lot of satisfaction out of having a finished product and something that I can show off. The two things that I really like to do is baking and woodworking. Both things I get to make with my hands. Woodworking, I get to use all of my tools, which are really fun. I like to use all my tools and make things out of wood. But I also like baking because I can practice making something and then I can taste it and enjoy it. And then it's gone and I can do it again and try to make it better the next time.
Those are both things. I mean, especially baking. Even with younger kids, if they're working with a grown-up, there's so much you can learn as you go. And yeah, there is that joyful moment when like this thing you baked comes out of the oven and you're like, I did this and I can share this with the people I love. Or same with woodworking. I made something beautiful and I can give it to somebody I love or they can enjoy it with me. That is really neat.
Dave Hershey, Fire Lieutenant at the Pittsburgh International Airport, thank you so much for joining us today.
This was really fun.
Insightful.
Thank you for having me.
To what you do, and thank you for your service.
I was really surprised when he said that the most important quality was trustworthiness. That's not what I was expecting at all, but then it totally made sense. But it's really true for a lot of jobs, and it's just such an important characteristic. I'm really hoping that a lot of families and kids are hearing this and taking that to heart.
I was also struck by how much of his childhood shaped his values for becoming a firefighter as a Boy Scout. and that they talked a lot about what it means to be trustworthy as a Boy Scout. And then you hear it in him as a firefighter.
Yeah. Well, and it's so interesting, given that he got into, although we use the phrase firefighter, all of the things that he and his coworkers are responsible for, you realize that trustworthiness and just the effort and the caring, how important that is, because on a given day, they could find themselves helping people with all kinds of different situations. I mean, you know, like he said, rappelling down a cliff or hazardous chemical spills or who knows what could possibly be going on. And they have to know that they can rely on the whole team.
We are definitely in good hands at the Pittsburgh International Airport with Dave Hershey and his team there. Head on over to kidsburg.org where you can learn more about the brand new airport. And coming up in just a moment, it's time for Tea with Teens.
You're listening to the Kidsburg Podcast. Pittsburgh is Kidsburg.
So in this episode, we heard from Dave Hershey, who told us that the most important trait for a firefighter is being trustworthy. So now, we are spilling the tea with local teens to find out, what does being trustworthy mean to them?
Being trustworthy means to me being accountable and consistent. I think it has to do a lot with like keeping promises or like not forgetting things. Like say you ask somebody to do a favor and it's like not immediately, but like over a short period of time. And if they keep saying like, oh, I forget, it's just like, that's when you start to lose trust. Or like when you really depend on somebody and they're just like not there for you.
Being trustworthy means somebody that you can go to, that you could be vulnerable with, and they won't judge you and they will help you through it. Or if you don't want them to tell anybody, then like you can trust that like they won't tell anybody.
Being trustworthy to me means I can tell somebody something without having to worry that they're going to tell somebody else or tell the wrong person. So I guess if they tell certain people, it's okay, as opposed to if they told like a person that would like make fun of you for something.
I'm Dara, I'm 18, and I go to Northgate High School.
My name is Adrian. I'm a 12th grade student at City Charter High School.
Hi, my name's Tamara. I'm 17 and I come from Carrick.
I'm Lisa. I'm 14 years old and I live in Squirrel Hill.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. I know I really found it interesting to learn what it takes to be a firefighter and to reflect on what being trustworthy really means. Don't forget, you can always get more great stories and resources at kidsburg.org.
And make sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for all the intel and resources and events that can help you raise the kids you love in the Pittsburgh region and beyond.
This is Louise. I'm in 9th grade at City High Charter School in Pittsburgh, and this is the Kidsburg Podcast.
On the next Kidsburg Podcast, we talk with a child and teen psychiatrist from UPMC Children's Hospital on caregiving and the importance of building your village.
Until then, we hope you'll visit kidsburg.org to learn about the resources and advice from local experts that can help all kids have the best opportunity to thrive.